Now, we've heard from Newbridge the last few days here on the News at One from two candidates involved in a very close contest for a last seat on Kildare County Council. It's the only electoral area in the country still counting this lunchtime, still recounting for the fourth time. Gail Conway, our Midlands correspondent, joins us now. The count resumed again this morning. What's happening now, Gail?
Well, Gavin, there's some very tired staff here at Punchestown. The fourth recount, like you said, got underway at around 11 o'clock this morning. The stumbling block here is a battle between Aintu's Melissa Byrne and Sinn Féin's James Stokes, who've now called two recounts each on the 10th count. Now, this would determine who is eliminated and who goes into the next count. So last night, both parties had counsel at the count centre here seeking legal advice. A spokesperson for Aintu said they called last night's recount based on equity and asked the returning officer to consider it. So this morning the returning officer confirmed they had agreed to another recount. So since counting got underway for Newbridge on Sunday, there are still only three candidates elected. Two Fingal candidates, Tracy O'Dwyer and Peg O'Dwyer, and Social Democrats Chris Pender, all returning councillors.
Now remind us how all these recounts have come about, because candidates were very, very close to each other.
Sure. So the 10th count concluded on Monday afternoon, and Aintu's Melissa Byrne was ahead of Sinn Féin's James Stokes by one vote, prompting Sinn Féin to call for a recount. On Monday night, following this first recount of the 10th count, Sinn Féin went ahead by two votes. So Aintu called for a second recount, after which both candidates were even on Tuesday evening. Then Sinn Féin would be eliminated on first preference votes. So Sinn Féin called for a recount based on the change in quota. And following this recount, Sinn Féin went one ahead on Tuesday night. So James Stokes went ahead again on Tuesday night. This led to Aintu calling for a fourth recount of Count 10, which is now underway today. So based on the other recounts, this process could take approximately 4 to 6 hours. And with count staff likely to take a break shortly, we could be waiting another couple of hours or so for a result. The returning officer here and his legal team said there's no way of predicting or knowing just how many recounts there might be.
Gail, just to be clear, when this recount is finally over, it's not going to decide which of these two candidates gets the seat. It's just which of these two candidates is eliminated next, yes?
That's correct. So it'll determine who goes into the next count. And just to mention, there are three other strong contenders still in the mix, with Fianna Fáil's Noel Heavey and Rob Power looking likely to be re-elected. And independent Tom MacDonald is also in with a chance. So even if Melissa Byrne or James Stoke go into the next count, there's no guarantees of taking a seat.
Gail Conway in Newbridge, thank you.